A good nerve Shabbos told the Chaveirim. This week's Parsha is Parsha Vayikra. Torah says at the beginning of the Parsha that the person is ready to bring a Korban Ola. It says, Yakrivenu, language of Yakrivenu, he shall bring it to the entrance of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi says in the Pasuk, Yakrivenu means that a person, even to the extent that they're forced to bring such a thing, if he's agreed to bring this, he's supposed to bring it. He's promised we force him to do this. So one would have thought this means that they should force him against his will. So Pasuk says no. Lirtzo no. He has to bring it willingly. So how's it possible? One hand we're forcing, and the other hand he's bringing it lirtzo no. The answer is, kofi noso achi yom harotzani. We force him until he says I'm willing. So, you know, the Rambam, Hilchos Geirushin, writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam writes that a man has to give his wife a get, and the Beis Din can force him to give such a get. They can beat him up to make sure that he gives it. Now, how could that be acceptable? It should be void. It has to be willingly. It can't be something he does against his will. So the Rambam writes, concept of being compelled against a person's will is only when we're speaking about a person is forced to do something, the Torah doesn't obligate the person to do something. A person who outwardly refuses to divorce his wife, so he wants to be part of the Jewish people. He wants to perform all the mitzvot. He wants to not do a vera. It's only his Yetzer Hara that's pressing him. So when they're pushing him and pushing him and pushing him, saying, you have to do this, of course, deep down, he realizes that's the right thing to do. Rav Nachman of Breslov, his birthday was this week, he writes that the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Va'od me'ad ve'ein rasha, which usually we explain means, in the Asid Lava, on the days of Mashiach, there won't be any evil anymore. Says Rav Nachman, he says, no. He says, we have to look at the Tov that's inside of every person. If you look, there's a little bit inside, even a person who's a Rasha, Od Ma'at Vein Rasha, in a Rasha, there's an Od Ma'at, there's a Ma'at, there's a piece inside that is Tov. We have to find the Tov within every Yid, within every person, even people that seem so far away. Every Jew, every person has some Tov inside of them. The Pasuk in Shmos, which we had a few weeks ago, V'shamaru V'nei Sosa Shabbos, the Arachayim HaKadosh writes, that means that a person observes one Shabbos, but not even if they observe one Shabbos, even if they take upon themselves mentally to accept upon themselves one Shabbos, the Torah considered as if it was kept for eternity. With this, a Yid, a Jew who observes only one Shabbos and then leaves the world, doesn't lose out on the schar, on the reward that would come with a lifetime of keeping Shabbos. And that's the Mechilta. The Mechilta says a person who properly observes Shabbos is considered as if they've observed all of the Shabboses from the day Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world until Tchiyas HaMeisim. And I saw a few years ago from Avram Tzvi Kluger, Sefer Asicha B'chukecha, beautiful thought. He says, even though in reality, a person might have considered keeping Shabbos, as in a person could have converted to Yiddishkeit in the middle of a week, and he intended that coming Shabbos, had a will to observe Shabbos, a ratzon, a want to observe Shabbos, that part inside the person, it's untainted, that can't be harmed, left the world before Shabbos. It's considered that this person observed all those Shabbosos. So we see the incredible desire, even something that's small, that's little, it's there. Sometimes it's buried, but it's there. We should never underestimate the people standing in front of us, the people standing before us, even when they seem so far away or within ourselves. There's always a ratzon, there's always a place, it might be buried. It might be buried deep, but it's there. That pintle yid, that od me'at, that ma'at, we should be zochet, Shabbat shalom.